Insan, humankind, very often fall out with each other. This is the way of human beings. We live with people, we try and coexist. But sometimes we dislike the other person's behavior, their traits. And this leads to quarrels, disputes, fights even. And if this occurs, we should realize that that is the moment when shaitan will try his utmost to mess things up to an extent that we cannot reconcile. That people will, and are often heard saying, that that's it, I'm never going to speak to someone. I'm not going to speak to this person ever again. He disrespected me. He hurt me with his words. He quarreled with me for no reason. I've been oppressed. He's been unjust towards me. That's it. I'm going to make sure I never converse with him. I never communicate with him. I will never make up with him. I will never forgive him. And this is not the way of a believer. A believer is wise. A believer thinks to himself that in this particular moment, during this quarrel, during this dispute, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to deal with this situation? And what are the teachings of Islam? Listen carefully. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, the beloved grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he guides us in this regard. And subhanAllah, he beautifully says that when two people quarrel, the one who reconciles with the other first will also be the first to enter paradise. SubhanAllah al-Azim. Two people are fighting, two people are quarreling and disputing. The one who reconciles, the one who becomes the bigger man, the one who humbles himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reconciles with the other first, initiates this reconciliation, will also be the first to enter Jannah. SubhanAllah. This is the teaching of Islam. Now, me and you need to think, in such a situation, when there is a dispute, when there is a quarrel going on, do we remain stubborn? And do we try and hurt the other person as much as possible? Or do we look for avenues and ways to reconcile with them? This is what we need to think about. May Allah Ta'ala grant mahabbah to all Muslims. And may we not quarrel and dispute with each other to such an extent that we continuously transgress the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may we always look for opportunities to reconcile with one another.